Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer before we discuss the book of Proverbs. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you and praise you for this magnificent book that you have made, the owner's manual, the book that tells us exactly who we are, what we can do, how we're supposed to treat people, and how we're supposed to respond to situations. And Lord, they work. And I praise you and thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords. And thank you for this book of Proverbs. Now reveal it to us as we read it and study it today. Open our understanding to the book of Proverbs and bless our hearts and souls with it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're in Proverbs chapter 16, starting off verse 25 today. And I know this proverb, I've read this many times. I know it's absolutely very true. It says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now then, if you don't seek God in the things you're going to do, you'll go out there and you'll seek different things that you will think might be the ways to go. And a lot of people will go out and go to college, get a good education, and then they may go to work for some company, and especially if they get a good college education, they may move up into the upper echelons of some company. And they may get off into things like drugs, alcohol, sex, all these kind of things. And they may think they're just having a ball, think they're just wonderfully happy, said life couldn't be no better. But all those things will lead to an early death. And some of those things, according to the Word of God, will lead you into the pit of hell. So if you get off into a sexual immorality and adultery, the Lord clearly says those kind of people that do those kind of things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So forget me. Take me out of all those things. I want to go to heaven. I want to live the abundant life here. And I want to live it free of all pain and suffering. So praise the King. I'm going to walk in obedience to His Word. So how am I going to find a way that's right? I'm going to search the Word of God and I'm going to see what it says. Because it says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I don't want to die early. Verse 26, he that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. Now that's verse 26 there. And what that's trying to say to us, it is good for workers to have an appetite. An empty stomach drives them on. In other words, it is good, absolutely, for workers to have an appetite, but an empty stomach drives them on. See, that's the whole thing. If we labor for ourselves, for his mouth craveth it of him. So that's what he's saying there in verse 26. There is a path, it is good for workers to have an appetite, and an empty stomach drives them on. Now then, verse 27 says, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. Now, that's something that tells you about an ungodly man and how he'll get involved in evil, and his lips are like a burning fire. In other words, ungodly people, or a scoundrel you might call him, they hunt for a scandal. Their words are a destructive blaze. That's what these people are doing. They're getting out there to stir up every kind of problem they can. And I'm telling you, those kind of things will bring sickness, disease, and death to your house. So stay away from those things. The Lord says it'll bring death into your house. Now, verse 28, he says, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. Well, let's see if we can't put that a little bit simpler. Let's just say a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Now, we all know some of those kind of people. And then he says, gossip separates the best of friends. Why do you think he told us in his word over in the New Testament that jesting and coarse joking and all those kind of things, we are not to let them not one time be found among us as Christians? Why? Because just what he just said here, as you see here, that a troublemaker plants seeds of strife, but gossip separates the best of friends. In other words, you can take a gossiper, and you can just, you can really, if you start gossiping about people, you can take your mouth and you can really kill and destroy your best friend. So you don't want to go there. You want to get rid of that seeds of strife. You want to get rid of all gossip because it will absolutely separate the best of friends. And the Word of God says it will. So if you want to keep your friend, you're going to have to edify them, lift them up, and speak good things about them. Now verse 29 says, a violent man entices his neighbor and leads him into the way that is not good. Now you notice that's a violent man there. Violent people absolutely will deceive their companions. They will lead them down a harmful path. You do not want to go down those harmful paths, because it will lead to an early death. Now then, verse 30 says, he shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. In other words, with narrowed eyes, they plot evil. Without a word, they plan their mischief. That sounds like a bunch of perverse people, doesn't it? But that's what those perverse people are doing. They're out there, and they're doing those things, and the Word of God clearly says in verse 29, a violent man entices his neighbor, and he leads him into the way that is not good. So you don't want to follow them there. In verse 30, he shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. We're still talking about this guy. With narrowed eyes, they plot evil. Without a word, they plan their mischief. Now then, verse 31 says, the hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Now, isn't that amazing? In other words, let's put it this way. Make it a little simpler, the hoary head. Actually, that's saying gray hair is a crown of glory, and it is gained by living a godly life. There's a lot of people that are not godly that have gray hair. But the beautiful gray hair that's gained by living a godly life on a godly man, that's the way you want to get yours. If gray hair is a crown of glory and it is gained by living a godly life, then that's where we need to go. We absolutely want to walk as close to God as possible. Now, verse 32, that's where we're down to. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Now, isn't that amazing? What's he trying to say there? In other words, let's speak it like this. It is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. That's easier to understand. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. So what's that trying to tell you? He's telling you, you need to be slow to anger. You don't need to jump out there and do some crazy, stupid things when people say things or whatever. You need to stop and think. You need to put your brain in gear. And then you need to meditate on the words. You need to capture every thought. Just like 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, and 5 says, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You need to capture every thought and bring every thought in obedience to the commands of Christ. Because if you're slow to anger, it is better to be patient or to be slow to anger than to be a powerful person. And it is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. In other words, you could be a general running out there doing all kinds of things, but if you don't learn how to be patient and don't learn how to have self-control, he says that you're not doing any good. We need to do what the Word of God says, and we need to learn to be patient, and we need to learn to be self-controlled. Now then, verse 33 says, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. In other words, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Isn't that amazing? People, if I were to read that to somebody that was going to Las Vegas, they'd say, well, goodness gracious, let me take God with me. Maybe he can help me win at the tables. But let me tell you, if you're going to go to those kind of places, God's not going to be with you. So you're going to lose your money. I can tell you for sure, there is very few people that ever, ever, ever come out the winner at those tables, those dice tables and all that kind of stuff. But if you're going through life and you're doing what the Lord says, he says, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. And he determines how they fall by your obedience or disobedience. Now, if you're obedient and you're serving the Lord and you're doing everything the Lord tells you to do, then you can be assured that as you go through life, he will make everything fall in place for you, and he will bless everything you put your hands to. Now then, if you don't, he won't. And there's just an awful lot of people out there that have never, ever understood what brings blessings and curses. Well, it's obedience and disobedience, and it's clearly laid out in the Word of God. Now, if you've never listened to our tapes on the curses and blessings, you need to contact us either by phone. We'll tell you in a few minutes how to do that. Or you need to go to our website, and you need to pull up the curses and the blessings. Because let me tell you, when I studied the curses and the blessings, I learned from that study that God, in his infinite mercy, whenever we sin, he speaks a curse upon us. And when he speaks a curse, the devil and his demons come to fulfill or to make that curse come to pass. And they will come and put sickness and disease and all kinds of things on you. So when I learned that you don't have to go there, you walk holy. I found in the Word of God in several places that if you will walk holy before God and do what he says, the evil one, which is the devil, cannot touch you. The Lord himself says, in Malachi 3:11, that if you will tithe, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for you. Psalms 91, he says, if you will make me, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you will say of the Lord, he's my strength and my fortress, he said, then I will protect you from the snare of the fowler. That's the devil. So if you'll be obedient to serve God and do what he says, he will personally protect you from all the wiles of the devil, and you won't have to undergo all those things. All right, we've come to the end of a day. Let me ask you to call me, and we'll send you free audio and video teachings. We have audio and video and DVD, CD teachings on many things, and we'll be happy to send you some free and postpaid. But the phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Praise his holy name.